This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Utkarsh Odisha, Make in Odisha Conclave at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar this morning. It will be Mr. Modi's second visit to Odisha this month. He attended Pravasi Bharatiya Divas celebrations on the 9th of this month at the same venue. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit being hosted by the Odisha government and is aimed at positioning Odisha as the anchor of the Purvodaya vision as well as the leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, Union Ministers Joel Oram, Dharmendra Pradhan and Ashwini Vaishnav and many other senior officials and industry tycoons are scheduled to attend the conclave. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 38th National Games at Maharana Pratap Stadium in Dehradun, Uttarakhand today. Various guests include Union Ministers, Indian Olympic Association and national players will attend the opening ceremony. Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha arrived in Dehradun yesterday. Our correspondent reports all preparations are in place for the inauguration. The National Games are proposed to be held in 11 cities of 8 districts of Uttarakhand till the 14th of next month. A total of 47 events of 35 games are to be organized during the event. Prior to the formal inauguration of the games, a triathlon competition was organized at Golapar in Udham Singh Nagar since January 26, in which Manipur and Maharashtra bagged their first medals. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of Raisina Middle East in Abu Dhabi today. The minister attended the 76th Republic Day celebrations hosted by the Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi during his three-day bilateral visit to the UAE. Speaking on the occasion, he emphasized the growing synergy between India and the UAE during the time when global order is undergoing significant transformation. He said such times bring both challenges and opportunities and the true friendships are tested and strengthened. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the shared values and mutual trust that bind India and UAE. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal began his official visit to Oman with a productive meeting with Qais bin Mohammed Al Youssef, Oman's Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion. The discussions focused on advancing negotiations for the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, strengthening bilateral trade and investment ties, and identifying new avenues for collaboration. Mr. Goyal expressed optimism about the progress, stating that the talks would receive further momentum during the upcoming Joint Commission meeting, JCM. Mr. Goyal is on a two-day visit to Muscat for the 11th Joint Commission meeting with his Omani counterpart starting today. India and China reviewed the state of bilateral relations comprehensively and agreed to take certain people-centric steps to stabilize and rebuild ties during the meeting of the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister Mechanism between India and China. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is on a two-day visit to China for the meeting. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said the two sides decided to resume the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra in the summer of 2025. The relevant mechanism will discuss the modalities for doing so as per existing agreements. They also agreed to hold an early meeting of the India-China expert-level mechanism to discuss resumption of provision of hydrological data and other cooperation pertaining to trans-border rivers. In men's cricket, India will take on England in the third T20 international match at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. IST. In the Under-19 Women's World Cup cricket, defending champions India will take on Scotland in their final match of the Super 6 stage at the Boyimas Oval in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The match will begin at 12 p.m. IST. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his Croatian partner Ivan Dodig have entered the men's doubles quarterfinals of the Open Octane tournament in Montpellier, France last evening. The third-seeded duo defeated the German pair of Mark Wallner and Jacob Schnatter in the pre-quarterfinals 7-5, 3-6, 10-8. And that is the end of this news bulletin.